Welcome to the Fun Record Wall with your host Sean Kennedy. Please feel free to rock out with your cock out.
This music will beat on. About to have some fun. happy on something you don't know right now. See ya. The prince comes out in Orange Street, and the beat starts to retreat. But if he goes back a bit further, he'll drop flat in Charles Street. The prince throws a left, the prince throws a right. Look at the young Buster care of a fight. Man, he's trying to run, but how far can he run? Music. Don't you know that Keener is the world's greatest runner, and he'll run you down? And I'll ask Sonny Liston the bear to hold you. And I'll let Muhammad Ali, the world heavyweight champion, lick the hell out of you. Man, stand up. Stand up and fight. If you're right. Earthquake on Orange Street. Yeah, earthquake, shake. What you about going to let work on? Just come back and I go and let work on. I'm work on. People say my Santa Claus come back without him ties. Cha. Search the man, you know. I'll find him one. Cool. Cool, Johnny. Say it, cool.
Great. Great.
People say the prince was too young to face the man. But they did not know the prince had a plan. So, the prince sung a song. And the song goes like this. Merry Christmas, partner. It's time to start. Merry Christmas, Santa. You're the first black Santa Claus. Thank the heavens you came. But man, where's your toys? Man, I'm the king, and the people say that I win. Orange Street is my street. And I'll shake the beat with earthquake. Watch it. Earthquake. Solid earthquake. Earthquake.
Buster, he sold the heat. With a rock steady beat.
An earthquake is erupting, but not in Orange Street. A ghost dance is preparing, you got to help us with your feet. If you're not in a mood to dance, step back, make yourself a seat. This may not be uptown Jamaica, but we promise you a treat. I bust the bummy over with your bogus dance, shuffle me off my feet. Even if I kept on running, I'd never get to Orange Street. There's nothing left to say for the man who set the beat. So I'll leave it up to you out there to get him back on his feet. I bust my bummy over with your bogus dance, shuffle me off my feet. Even if I kept on running, I'd never get to Orange.
This is Sean. You're listening to the Fun Wrecker Ball on Richmond Independent Radio. Tonight is Thursday, April the 22nd. It's almost 9:20 p.m., not quite. And tonight we're playing all ska, rocksteady, and reggae music, whether it's the old school stuff from Jamaica or some newer stuff from the States and the UK and beyond. So we started out tonight's set with Go Jimmy Go, a modern but traditional style ska band from Hawaii, and their song Soul Arrival off of the album from the same title. Then we heard Prince Buster doing Earthquake, and Madness was after that, a UK band from late 70s, early 80s, part of the two-tone ska revival in England. They actually take their name from a Prince Buster song. And the song by Madness that I played was The Prince, dedicated to Prince Buster, who played just before them. It's clever, huh? And we just heard the Radiation Kings out of New York play their song Number 6. They're on the Stubborn Records label. And I think that's in conjunction with Virgin City Studios. Both the label and studio are owned and operated by Jeff Parker, also known as King Django, and he takes his name from, or part of the name from, the Western movie hero Django, which is actually more in tune with the Lee Scratch Perry and Upsetters debut album, The Return of Django. It's more of a nod to Lee Perry than the movie itself. But speaking of Lee Perry, we're going to go ahead and get back into the music and listen to Babylon Thief Dub, which is a reworking of Police and Thieves, a Junior Mervin song, and Lee Scratch Perry gets wild with it. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you. break up with another girl. Few times when I heard her say, she complicated, left me a mule to ride. He sang the blues for us, he said, she complicated, left me a mule to ride. Just like the leaves in the fall, so did my heart. And then I hear those very words again. She said, hello. Dum, dum, ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. I believe her. You've been high.
Heavy, 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 he day long. Day and night. No stop, no fuss, no fight. Rapping right on.
You're listening to the Fun Record Ball on Richmond Indie Radio. It's a little after 9:45 in the p.m. on Thursday evening, April 22nd, 2004. If you tuned in to hear the Hayton Project, they are on hiatus this week. I've taken their place temporarily, or actually they're on hiatus this month. Excuse me, I misspoke. I had to move my schedule for this month as well, so it worked out. So you're listening to the Fun Record Ball, and it's the All Ska, Rocksteady, and Reggae Review tonight. So we're listening to island sounds and songs influenced by the island of Jamaica. So that last set started with Lee Scratch Perry doing Babylon Thief Dub, which is a reworking of Police and Thieves by Junior Mervin. Then we followed that up with the Beat, known in the States as the English Beat, because there was another band named that. But their song, Rough Rider, off of the first album, Just Can't Stop It. And then we heard from Simmer Rip and their song, Skinhead Girl. They were really popular in England when that album came out, Skinhead Moonstomp, that is. It was 1969 on Trojan Records. They were pretty big at that point. Then we heard from the Jumpstarts out of North Carolina. I don't think they're with us anymore, but I got to see them in the early to mid-90s in Richmond, opening up for Biorhythmo at the US Route 1 Music Festival. It was around for 2 years, but I got to see some good bands while they did it. So Jumpstarts were one of them. They had a good stage presence. And then I think their second album, they totally switched singers and lost a couple of members and just kind of fell flat. So if you're going to get a Jumpstarts album, get Just a Little Bit. That's the title of the first one. That's the only one that's worth anything. Then we heard from Dave and Ansel Collins and their song Monkey Spanner off of what's called the Heavy, Heavy Monster Sounds of Dave and Ansel Collins. It's really a reissued version of Double Barrel. That's what it's called. Then we heard Dandy and the song Trouble in Town. That's from the Trojan Skinhead Reggae Box Set. It's a nice, affordable set. 3 discs for under $20. Go out and get it. I think you can find it at Plan 9 with a bunch of other good reggae. And we're going to go ahead and get back into the music here. We're going to listen to some more dub. And we're going to hear Foundation Stepper by Prince Farai and the Arabs. Enjoy.
Let you go. Don't call me skinhead. My name is John. John the Baptist.
Don't call me skinhead. My name is John.
John Comfort.
Skinhead, a message to you.
Wear your boots, but don't kick nobody. Please be good and don't hurt nobody.
Skinhead, a message to you. Skinhead, a message to you.
Music sweet, come enjoy the beat. Music nice, it make you feel alright.
Skinhead, a message to you. Skinhead, a message to you.
For the last time, don't call me skinhead. My name is John. John the Fox.
Okay, looks like I hit the wrong button. We actually listened to Desmond Riley just now with Skinhead, A Message to You. That was not a dub song. That was an example of skinhead reggae. And that form of reggae actually came about in the late 60s, right before reggae came into its own. It was kind of like ska, but no horns really present in the music anymore. And they called it skinhead reggae because it appealed to the skinheads in England, which were not necessarily white supremacists like you're familiar with today. The skinheads in England were a result of the Jamaicans moving to England because of the music and the work and the jobs. And that's the style they wore. It was very close-cropped hair. So the white people in England that adopted that look were actually influenced by the Jamaicans that they were seeing on stages or working with on the docks. So the skinhead movement actually originated with black people. Little known fact. The Jamaicans sported that style early on. And skinhead reggae was the reggae that was popular in the transition between ska and reggae. Late 60s, early 70s. So enough of that history lesson. We're going to go ahead and listen to the song that I promised you earlier. This is Foundation Stepper by Prince Farai. Enjoy. I promise it's the real thing this time. Oh, yeah. The long remembered Burma Jam. That was a local band. I used to see them when I first moved to Richmond back in the late 80s. They were a joy to see. And they are missed. Their music lives forever because they put out a couple CDs. That song was Ambition off of the Emergency Broadcast album. I originally had that on cassette when I still bought cassettes. I'm feeling old tonight. Anyway, that was a great song. This next song gives me goosebumps. I love it so much. It's The Slackers, New York band, off of their album The Slackers and Friends, where they have a guest vocalist performing on every song. With this song, it's Ari Up from The Slits, 70s punk band. And the song they do is Matey Exterminator. And it's just, it's intense. If you don't like this, I don't want to know you. So here it is.
Exterminator!
Shut up!
God be giving me ratings. Me I go make sure me determinated. Me are the queen and you are the king. Just you me are the wife of me with the ring. That I'll give you more life. It's bringing. I like stealing and sharing.
Do it,
God,
do it.
No, sir. Me nah hey, nah hey.
Do it, God,
me
God,
are the exterminator of all matey. Why, wife and matey.
Green. Thank you. everybody at ground zero. Every movie star in you, and the world will turn to flowing pink papers too.
Vanish away.
All right. The party is still kicking. We started the last set with the Slackers and Ari Up from the Slits on vocals and a song called Métis Exterminator from the album entitled The Slackers and Friends. Each track has a different vocalist, and it's quite the album. Go out and search for it, or ask Plan 9 to order it for you. It's worth having. Just like anything else played on this show. I get kind of redundant right now. So anything you listen to here, go out and get it somewhere. We followed that song with the Bad Brains doing a live reggae rendition of Day Tripper from the Beatles and going into She Comes in Colors by the Stones. Always love that song that they do, the way they do that. Because it's not just one song, it's two, but they make it one. Sorry, folks, that's the red stripe talking. We listen to Jazz Jamaica next and their version of Duke Ellington's Caravan, which has been retitled Scaravan. The Scottolites also did a version of that. I believe Jazz Jamaica are paying tribute to that legendary band. Then we heard Desmond Decker doing Get Up Adina. And then we just heard Fishbone doing Party at Ground Zero. And like I said, the party is still kicking. We've got about half an hour left. It's a little after, or just 10:30 or so, maybe a minute after that. And we're going to 11 p.m. tonight, Thursday night, April 22nd, 2004. This is the Fun Record Ball in its temporary time slot of Thursday nights. Normally heard Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. But, you know, had to move for a little bit just to keep playing. Got to do what you got to do. Starting in May, I'll be back to Wednesdays. Let's get back into the music. We're listening to all ska, rocksteady, and reggae tonight, old and new. And this is the Agrolites out of California, new band, new album called Dirty Reggae, and the track is Hot Stop. It's very hot, actually. Enjoy.
Thank you. Take that. but they would not stop. All the clues laid out, all the private pieces in the air. It was exposed to the public all the time that they're fighting. And you know she did bite him. Then they slapped him and she back the ground. They fall out, take that. When she
take that,
if when she
take that,
if when she
take that,
anything she
take that,
it rocks she
take that,
it stops she
take that,
it jumps she. Ungodly things, have mercy, have mercy.
That is some smooth stuff right there. You're listening to the Fun Wrecker Ball on Richmond Independent Radio. My name is Sean, and we've been listening to ska, rocksteady, and reggae all night in assorted variations, whether it's a rock band influenced by Jamaican artists or vice versa. We're listening to it all, old and new, from the early 60s to today, and you don't hear enough of it, you know? It's like another DJ said to me through the internet that Bob Marley ruined reggae for everyone in the U.S. because you don't hear reggae shows on the radio and you don't hear these different artists. So that's what I'm trying to do. If you have not been exposed to these people, here's your chance. And if you have and you like them, you get to listen anyway and enjoy it. So I'm just having fun. I hope you are too. We started that last set with the Agrolites out of California in a song called Hot Stop off of the Dirty Reggae debut album. It's pretty hot. Go out and search for it. Then we heard the Mitals with Sweet and Dandy off of the Harder They Come soundtrack. Get the soundtrack. It's remastered. Check out the movie. I think there's a book. Try to read that. It's about crime in Jamaica. And it's got a great soundtrack. Then we heard Hepcat with Take That from the final album they put out, Push and Shove. They're actually doing a reunion tour right now, and it's very limited. I think the closest cities that you can see from here would be like Philadelphia or New York. I'm tempted to go to one of them, although it's quite a haul. But they're a great band. One of the strongest traditional style ska and reggae bands out of the 90s. They broke up, a couple years back, and they've been doing some reunion gigs, and I'd love to catch one. After Hepcat, we heard Jackie Matu with Reggae Rock, a very great organist from the early days. And then we heard another organ-driven band called the Rhythm Doctors in a song called Temple of the Dragon. They're a little more recent. And we're going to go ahead and get back into the music here. It's it's about 12 or 13 minutes till 11. That's my quitting time. I get to go home and get some rest and go back to the daily grind tomorrow. But stay tuned until, you know, we finish the show, because I've got a few gems in here. Well, they're all gems, so keep listening. Right now, we're going to listen to Cecil Lloyd and Roland Alfonso doing a song called Ocean's 11. It's off of the Ska Bonanza compilation from Heartbeat Records. Enjoy. Thank you. Started this final set out with Cecil Lloyd and Roland Alfonso with a song titled Ocean's 11. It's well documented and observed that early ska artists were influenced by 60s movies from the States, and they're into, you know, like the Rat Pack and spy movies. So they tended to emulate those things in their songs, and that song was one of them, Ocean's 11. And we followed that up with a band called Ocean 11. They were in California in the early 90s, I believe, and one of the few traditional ska bands to come out in the early 90s, along with Jump with Joey and later on Hepcat. And they did a rendition of Dr. No, James Bond song. And we finished tonight's show with Phyllis Dillon and Woman of the Ghetto. Phyllis Dillon was an incredible singer. She sang ska and reggae in Jamaica. She started out in the 60s. She passed away recently, actually last week, in Long Island, New York, where she was living with family. And she was 59 years old and had been ailing from cancer. So she's passed on, and this tonight's show was dedicated to her, and we will miss her. So I hope you enjoyed the all ska, rocksteady, and reggae review on the Fun Record Ball tonight on Richmond Indie Radio. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Tonight's show was fueled by Red Stripe Lager, and I buy a lot of my stuff from Plan 9, so there's a couple unofficial plugs there. So if you like what you heard, let me know. I'm available at LiveJournal. Just go to livejournal.com/users/SeanKennedy, SeanKennedy, and leave a comment. I post my playlist there. And if you liked it or need a request, let me know. It's a little after 11, and I've got to get out of here. Good night, folks.